There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in a pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
different night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
different life,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
different
hey,
life,
hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
different
life, hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh, there we go. Happy Saturday, everybody. Nothing but the Lagging to get the night started out with.
Feels good. We're always talking about, should we start the show with another song? But then they're like, nah.
Yeah.
This one's just too good.
Yeah, we just can't trade it. I mean, there's a lot of hard-hitting stuff out there, and we've got a lot of it coming up tonight. When I thought about tonight's show, there has just been so much going on.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't really matter whether you're on the rock or in the U.K., here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, everyone has had, they've just had it up to here.
Uh-huh.
But don't you worry. We are going to set you up here tonight on the Blarney Hour. I expect everybody, those of you who are still into the bottle, get in deeper. We're going to raise some hell. You want to smoke it, smoke it. Whatever your passion is.
You want to choke it, choke it.
Do it up tonight. Yeah, grab a hold of your lover, and we are going to have a hell of a night tonight. So we got stuff coming up from the Real McKenzies, the Dreadnoughts, the Gaelic Storm.
Oh, how'd yesterday go?
Seamus Kennedy.
How'd last Saturday go? I wasn't able to be here.
Oh, Schwabo was here. We did. We had a good show. It was, man, the part of the problem that day, I wasn't even going to bring it up this week, but you asked, and
sure,
you deserve, you know, the answer. But we had
it was a better show when you weren't here, Adam.
No. We got the news that morning that John Miller of the Irish Rovers had passed.
Yes,
and then a longtime friend of the Lagan had passed. And so it was more of a tribute show, and it was a real somber show, which I don't really like to do. I like to use this show as an outlet, kind of break away, start your weekend out with us type scenario. But
well, that's also the heart of good Irish music, is touching the emotion.
Right, right. So
whether it's the partying emotion or whether it's mourning a loss of a loved one emotion, I mean, that's what it is. It's St. Paddy's Day every Saturday here on Solid State Radio. St. Paddy's Day is coming up.
It is. It is. We are approaching the Irish Spring Fling here pretty quick.
I haven't quite heard it put that way, but yeah, I guess it makes
sense.
That
is what it's going to be. Anybody, but let's kick things off here with the Real McKenzies with Chip right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Was hard at work, the devil appeared from her. He had a roll of copper and a bag of roller nails. The devil said, "And the chip, take these nails and copper roll. But you also have to take this rat, and I will take your soul." Chip the spice a rat, and the rat squealed and hissed. But the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step to turn the back. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he beat him in the eye. The sinners hit the river and smell, and the sentence smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master and I'll get you, Chip. A lemon goes a bit, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I got you, Chip.
You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
From France we get the brandy, from Martinique the rum. Sweet red Cabernet from Italy does come. But the fairest of them all, me boys, the one to beat the day, is made from apples of the mighty Saguenay. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. One pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. She's called the Tredna Cider, she's proper and she's fine. And when the day is over, sure I wish that she were mine. Or in the dark of winter, or on a summer's eve. Oh, one hand giveth and the other doth receive. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So turn your sails over and bring her hard to port. Find that little star and fly straight into the north. The wild sun upon your back, the wind a blowing free. You're rolling up the river, boys, to old Chicoutimi. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge.
Have a Magners and pour it over ice. Or you can have a Strongbow if it's sadness that you like. Or join us up the river and we'll set your hearts aglow. And how you'll feel when the real cider starts to flow. So
follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge. So follow me, lads, 'cause this ain't no grogger ale. 1 pint down, you'll be swinging in the gale. 5 pints, bully, you'll be shaking in your shoes. We're half seas over on the Jolly Rouge.
I'm off to see my darling Jen. She's hanging around the slip again with your blue eyes, sparkling deep sea blue eyes. Giving the crew the old I-O, she wants a lifeboat man. She heaved herself into the sea, screaming, come on, boys, come and rescue me with your blue eyes, sparkling deep sea blue eyes. Giving the crew the old I-O, she wants a lifeboat man. They launched a boat for to save our Jen. It was full of handsome lifeboat men with your blue eyes, sparkling deep sea blue eyes. Giving the crew the old I-O, she wants a lifeboat man. They pulled our Jen out from the wet and they laid her right down on the deck with your blue eyes, sparkling deep sea blue eyes. Giving the crew the old I-O, she wants a lifeboat man. Then the lifeboat sailed from north to south and the crew all gave her mouth to mouth with your blue eyes, sparkling deep sea blue eyes. Giving the crew the old I-O, she wants a lifeboat man. And they puffed and preened for to win her hand, but she went below with a midshipman with your blue eyes, sparkling deep sea blue eyes. Giving the crew the old I-O, she wants a lifeboat man. She said, my lad, now you saved my life, you can take me home for to be your wife with your blue eyes, sparkling deep sea blue eyes. Giving the crew the old I-O, she wants a lifeboat man.
Welcome back, everybody.
All right. Sorry about that. I didn't hit the button.
I was trying to talk and nobody was hearing me.
Producer just not paying attention to his job.
Oh, we got so much stuff going on right now. We're planning our big trip to go be the guests of the Irish Rovers there. We got a special announcement coming up for them.
Yep.
Just so many things going on. We got our live broadcast planned out for St. Patrick's Day weekend, and just so much going on. But how about you? We got sessions coming up. What's been going on with sessions?
Oh, sessions. I take a week off, and I am just been bombarded with new music. I got new stuff from the Killing Pixies that they released. Redburn has a new track out there. Lonnie Ray, who has IMDb.com credits. He's done like soundtracks for like the TV show Dexter,
yep,
and stuff like that. He just released a new song. I think it's called First Kiss.
Okay.
Something like that. We're going to be playing that one. It's going to be a good time.
Well, I look forward to it. But I brought some new stuff in from Gaelic Storm. It's not necessarily newly dropped, but it's new to us.
Sure.
I hadn't played it before. We do a lot of their stuff. But this one's called Me and the Moon right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Back a brew or two. A brew or two, a brew or two, a brew or two, a three or four. Me and the moon stayed up all night. I brought the whiskey, he brought the light. Me and the moon stayed up all night. I brought the whiskey, he brought the light. Quarter to three, we're feeling fine. When the sun comes up, gonna miss my frame moonshine.
Whiskey, he brought the light. Water to three, we're feeling fine. Here's a little story about someone that you know. He was a right famous fella by the name of Russell Crowe. I was working at a pub, he was smoking at the bar. That's a crime is all you know in California. So I sidled up the rail, right to where he stood. I said, I'm sorry, Mr. Crowe, as nicely as I could. You'll have to put that out now, throw it on the floor. If you don't, I'll kick you out and show you to the door. Well, he squared right up to me, somewhat in surprise. Then he narrowed up his gaze, shot me daggers with his eyes. If you think you're man enough, go ahead, he said. I was scared for my life, so I docked him in the head. The closest I've come to ending up dead was the night that I punched Russell Crowe, the gladiator, in the head. He lifted up his hands, put them to his nose. Blood was running through his fingers, dripping on his clothes. His bodyguards ran up, get him, shot a crow. Run, cry, Chucky, run, and don't stop until you get to Mexico. The closest I've come to ending up dead was the night that I punched Russell Crowe, the gladiator. Gator in the head. The closest I've come to ending up dead was the night that I punched Russell Crowe, the gladiator, in the head.
Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Let me tell you a little story about a man named Johnny Tarr. He was a hard drinking son of a preacher, always at the bar. Lager from the tap or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the devil himself. Johnny Tarr. And the word got around that Johnny Tarr was no pretender. From Clare to here they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11 when all the booze would be gone. Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
It was 9 in the morning on a cold and rainy night. Johnny walked into the castle bar looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints and knocking them back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy. Johnny Tarr.
And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. But I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you.
swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Ooh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tarr.
If you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. So I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me.
Sorry tale of the day when Johnny fell. But here's a side of the story wise you might not know so well. When the hullabaloo was over, the night at the castle bar, myself and the 5 Cork women had to bury Johnny Tarr. We rolled him out the door to the morgue at Bishopstown. We'd asked him if they cremated him, but the coroner wore a frown. He sadly shook his head and said, your plan won't work so well. There's so much booze inside his veins, he'll blow this place to hell. So if it starts to rain, thunder rolls loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landing on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and die. Well, we finally got him out the door and popped him again the wall. We couldn't find a big enough house to carry him at all. We rolled him to Cove Harbour for a burial at sea. He found the Irish Navy, they had all gone home for tea. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and drive. We lived and died. We went in to drown our sorrows, and we left the corpse outside. We stumbled out at sunrise, he was white as any sheet. There was Johnny frozen solid in the middle of the street. So we covered him in concrete, and forevermore he'll stand. A pigeon on his bald head and a pint glass in his hand. The passers-by all give a shout to the saint of Lagerlout. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. Please treat him as a roundabout, your man in Johnny Tarr. So if it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink the pie. If it starts raining, the thunder rumbles loud, Johnny's falling up in heaven, and landed on a cloud. His tears are falling as he laughs, for he knows that when you die in the big pub, way up in the sky, you'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and die in the big pub, way up in the sky. You'll never, ever, 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 ever drink and die.
That is my dream, to never drink them dry. Unlimited amount of booze. Gaelic Storm knows exactly how we roll here on the Blarney. How's everybody doing tonight? My gosh, nobody's going to answer, are they? They can't talk back through the microphone.
No, they can't, and we can't get the IT people to get the hacky sack from underneath the fridge to fix the goddamn phone lines, but we're working on it. Might have a whole new phone number by the time. We might take things into our own hands because we miss the phone calls. We miss you guys.
Yeah, yeah, but that's okay. Everybody contacts me on social media anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
That just seems to be how they chime in. But man, what a week it's been. Yeah. I'm just riding on cloud nine this whole week. I started a new schedule, so I'm going to be off Saturday, Sunday, Monday from now on.
Yep.
So I'm relaxed coming into it. Battling a little bit of a cold right now, those of you that listen in real often. But relaxed coming into it. Don't have the stressors of, you know,
I got to be to work here soon.
Yeah, in a couple hours or anything like that.
Right.
And then I've even got a day off after that.
Right.
You know, take care of responsibilities. So what a life we live. But better off than most. But anyway, we were talking about our trip to Sarnia here coming up to see the Irish Rovers at the Imperial Showplace.
And the show itself has become taken like kind of a backseat. I'm all like, does the hotel have a bar?
Yeah, that's right. Vacation.
Are we going to the beer store? Let's do this. Is there a hockey game nearby?
Adam's like, are we going to get some butter tarts when they're there? Because that's all that Canada does well is maple syrup and butter tarts.
I've never had a butter tart, so I guess I'll have to get one of those. But I haven't been out of Michigan for a vacation since I went to Chicago in 2018.
Right, so it's been a little bit.
And
we haven't had a casino trip in quite a few years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's going to be in the works probably.
A guy's night, a weekend. Oh, I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're going to be away from Dorothy. Sean's going to be away from Rachel.
For 24 hours.
I'm going to be me.
Trying to find some Sarnia sweetheart.
That's right. Get me a little Eskimo. Find me some Eskimo pie.
So Sean and I are going to be outside the hotel. Didn't we also pay for this room?
Well, there's two beds. Come on in. Eiffel Tower coming up.
Who can run a camera? That's right. Anyway.
Yeah, so if there's a sock on the door, you guys know to come out. Yeah. And if you don't have any socks, go to the Solid State Radio store. You can get Solid State Radio socks. You can get Solid State Radio pants. You can get Solid State Radio t-shirts, tank tops. You can even get a Solid State Radio coffee cup. So if you're in the mood for doing some shopping for Easter or just for birthday or just because you love Solid State Radio that much, get on down to the Solid State Radio store at solidstateradio.net. You will not be disappointed in the quality of the merchandise.
Hey, everybody, it's Adam from Sessions, and I have another Sessions concert series that you're going to want to show up to. Corona Road Bar, Saturday, March 25th. Four bands that I play on my show that you need in your life: Hand of Giants, Heat Above, Today's Okay, and Venom of Virtue. There's no cover, no tickets to buy. Just come on in. Saturday, March 25th at the Corona Road Bar in Flint, 3110 Corona Road. Come on out and support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
We're still facing COVID-19, and now it's flu season. Why not face them together? You can get your COVID-19 vaccine and your flu vaccine at the same time. Just ask your doctor. You'll save time, and you could save lives. People 65 and older and those with underlying health conditions are especially at risk. Let's face COVID-19 and the flu together, Michigan. Get vaccinated. Learn more at michigan.gov/flu. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present A Day in 1950 Radio. We take you back to 1950 to present the Richard Diamond Detective Series. On Friday and Saturday, March 17th and 18th at 7:30, all seats $15. Tickets are available online at www.stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
These are the sounds of your home. But radon doesn't have a sound. It doesn't have a color or an odor, but it can cause lung cancer, and it might be in your home now. Protect your family from this radioactive gas. Test your home for radon. Testing is affordable and easy, and so is fixing it. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-RADON-GAS today, or visit michigan.gov/radon. This message is sponsored by the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, and the MAB.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Are those microphones back on again?
So boy. Anyway, the whole time I was fighting with the ventriloquist dummy.
That's right. Meanwhile, I was flying around in my private balloon.
and I said, wow, my own private air show.
Can you believe that? They have come to realize that... those last three that they shot down were just like weather balloons, you know, like locally. And I do kind of struggle with that because, you know, if it's like a science project for a local university or school or something like that, normally they do register with.
They're supposed to. They should know exactly what's
in the sky, especially when it's within range of normal air traffic, which is what these were.
Yeah,
somebody
wasn't doing their job.
Yeah, so shame on them. But I did post on
our Air Force was doing their job, shot that thing right
down. That's right, $380,000 Sidewinder, and apparently the one that was here over Michigan, they missed. So we shot two of them. So $750,000 to shoot down a weather balloon.
They're like, oh, God damn it. And somebody's like, all right, somebody over in Sheboygan, how do you guys like your steaks?
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Boom.
J.R. Kurtek's like, well, I guess back to the coin flip.
We talked about that on Happy Hour. But I mean, just like, just the idea that these guys get to shoot something down that is not a person or anything like that. They had to have a good time with that.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure they probably put on their social media like, yeah, shot down a balloon today.
Woo! First shot, Sidewinder. This is what I signed up for.
He's not making around the world in 80 days. I'll tell you that much right now. I just remember, just thinking about like the last scene in The Wizard of Oz. Was, oh, Professor, come back. I can't come back. I don't know how this works. Goodbye, folks. Bogey sighted, whiskey tango, foxtrot. Boom. Base, I'm having a hard time maneuvering this aircraft due to my erection.
That's right. Anyway, gosh.
A good time. And a lot of people are saying, well, that's a distraction because of the train derailment. Like, they think we're that stupid.
Yeah. No. No, too much going on. But anyway, folks, we are going to let all that go. We are going to close out the Blarney Hour with the one and only Irish Rovers, who we're looking forward to going to see here March 3rd at the Imperial Theater. Show place there in Sarnia, Ontario.
Are there tickets still available, do we know?
I believe that is a sold-out show, but I think probably you could get some from the scalpers like StubHub and some of them places. But that said, stick around after this show. We got Solid State Sessions coming up.
Yeah.
But here we go. Here is Diabolical Things by the Irish Rovers right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Diabolical things. Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? Ooh, would you do diabolical things?
Like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin, could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know, but look at the mess I'm in. My head's like a football, I think I'm gonna die. Tell me, someone took a grapefruit, wore it like a hat. I saw someone under my kitchen table talking to my old tom cat. They were talking about a hockey. The cat was talking back. Along about that, everything went black. Oh, wasn't that a party? I'm sure it's just my memory playing tricks on me. But I think I saw my down my neighbor's street. Could have been the whiskey,
Well, they went a little far. They were sitting in my backyard blowing on a siren from somebody's police car. So you see, Your Honor, it was all in fun. That little bitty track beating down on Main Street was just to see if the cops could run. Well, they run us in to see you in an alcoholic haze. I sure can use those 30 days to recover from the party. Could have been the whiskey, might have been the gin. Could have been the 3 or 4 6 packs, I don't know. But look at the mess.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
My father came here from his home in Ireland. He was quiet, but they said that he was wise. He and mother did their best, gave us a home and all the rest. But to talk to us, he never had the time. Sure, he'd say, pass the butter, or come here, young man, or keep quiet, or no, you can't have a dime. Until the day that I was leaving, when Dad finally found a reason for sharing his philosophy of life. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea. The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street. Now from my old man, this really was an earful. I tried to understand just what he meant. His words were primitive but strong, so I wouldn't get them wrong. He was saying to be careful as I went. He was saying to be happy as I could be. He was saying, watch my step and as I pass, beware who I looked up to and whatever else I might do. Know that most of what you get from folks is just escaping gas. He said, a monkey fart should smell like a banana. English fart should smell like cups of tea.
Sorry.
The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street.